Chapter 12, Perek Yud Beis. These are the kings of the land who the children of Israel smote, basically who they killed. Took the possessions of the land beyond the Jordan towards the rising sun on the eastern side of the Jordan, from the Arnon stream to Mount Hermon and entire Arava to the east. So this is very much going to be a chapter of geography. So hold your seats. They first killed on the eastern side of the Jordan Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Cheshbon, the ruler from Aroer, which is on the edge of the Arnon stream. And he also ruled over the territory located within the stream that was fit for human habitation. And I'm going to post a map of this just to be able to make sense of what we're talking about. The Arava, to the east of the Sea of the Kinneret, the southern shore, southeastern shore of the Sea of Galilee, which included the Jordan Valley, to the east of the city of the plains, the Dead Sea, via Beit HaYeshimot, from the south under the slopes of the peak. And the border of Og, king of Bashan, who was from the remnant of the Rephaim, as we spoke about in Chumash, in the Parsha of Chukas, in the book of Bamidbar. And he was also the ruler of Mount Hermon and of Salkla, and other incredible places, the northern section of the region on the eastern side of the Jordan, to the border of the Geshurites and the Maketites, small states located northeast in the land of Canaan. So, you know, the land of Israel is tiny, as you all know. And just, you know, it's amazing how many kingdoms and how many city-states there were in this small territory. It's actually quite incredible. Now, these wars at the eastern side of the Jordan were fought by Moshe before he passed away, as we spoke about in the Parsha of Chukas. And he gave it to possessions to the 2.5 tribes, to Reuven, Gad, and half of Menasheh. Then there are the kings of the land who Yoshua and the children of Israel killed on the west side of the Jordan. The Bear Mountains and Lebanon, I'm not going to go through all the details because it's quite intrinsic. And they took the lands of the seven nations, the lands of the Hivites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Now we're going to go on to a list of the defeated kings, some of whom were important rulers, while others were nachschleppers, minor leaders. Most of them ruled over a single city in the surrounding area. They are listed individually as a tribute to Yoshua, generally in accordance with the chronological order of the conquest. And we note the location of each of these places. The verse here notes the location of the Ai, either because it was a small town or to distinguish it from a different Ai, as the list of inheritance of Yehuda below include a city or perhaps a group of town called Iyim, which means islands, actually. An Ai is an island. So these are the kings. King of Jericho, king of Ai, which is beside Bethel. King of Yerushalayim, king of Hebron. King of Yarmut, king of Lachish. King of Eglon, king of Gezer. King of Devir, king of Geder. Of Horma, of Arad, of Livna, of Adulam. Of Makeda, of Bet-El, of Tapua. The king of Chefer. Afek, Sharon, Madon, Chatzor, Shimron, Meron, Achshaf, Tanach, Megiddo, Kedesh, Yoknaam, in the region of the Carmel, the king of Dor in the region of Dor, and the king of Goyim in Gilgal, the king of Tirza. All the kings were a total of 31.